Did you know that the 4th of July is on a Thursday this year? That's going to be a full weekend of fun out on the deck, 4 days. But if your deck isn't what it used to be and you aren't using it for great family gatherings, you need to call my friends at All Weather Decks. All Weather Decks is a 24-time winner of the Angie Super Service Award. And they probably help one of your neighbors. Click on the map link at allweatherdecks.net. Call All Weather Decks today at 913-206-1974 or go to allweatherdecks.net and mention you heard it on 810. Call now and relax.
You're into sports, but nothing wrong with a little leisure time. Why not both?
You're going to have a heart attack by the time you're 40 if you don't learn to relax.
It's time for Sports or Leisure on The Zone with Jason Anderson.
Time for a little Sports or Leisure. 913-310-810 is the phone number. Been a while since we played some Sports or Leisure with some shortened shows with the NCAA tournament and Big 12 tournament, etc. going on. But we do play some Sports or Leisure today. 913-310-810. K-State in action tonight against Michigan State. How about this for a crazy stat betting number? Kansas State opened the season at plus 50,000 to win the NCAA tournament.
Oof.
They're now plus 2,200. So, you know, if you were going to get them, you should have got them at plus 50,000. I feel like the value's gone now. Plus 2,200, not good enough.
Yeah.
Not good enough for me at plus 2,200 to win the whole thing. Remember, they were plus 50,000 to start the season. Number 15 seed Princeton to start the season was plus 40,000. That's what people thought about K-State, is that before the season started, Princeton had better odds of winning the national championship than K-State.
All you do is talk about Princeton. Are you a fan or something?
No, I'm just putting into perspective of K-State, you Richard. God, I'm sick and tired of you playing like Grady Dick all the time. I was talking about Kansas State. It just happened to be the stat that covers used to talk about the perspective of how much of a long shot Kansas State was to win the whole thing. They're 4 wins away. They're 2 wins away from being in Houston with me and Lebo next week.
It's not embarrassing to be a Princeton fan, Jason. It's okay.
Yeah, that's the last team I'm going to be a fan of. I didn't get into Princeton. That was my safety school, too.
At this point, all you got to do to get back at Beards, Jason, this is really going to get back at all of us, but I'll power through. Just take a shirt off. Stand on the desk, take a shirt off, swing it over your head a little bit.
Like a helicopter?
Beards will back right down.
Real shame we're not on video. Still.
It really, really is. Here's why it's a shame. I'm concerned he might do it without there being video on. And I don't need to see any of that, but if that's what it takes to get back at Beards, I support it.
There was no taking my shirt off and twist it around my head like a helicopter going on Saturday. There was none of that happening on Saturday at the
You didn't do that
TV.
At Disney?
No, I did not.
Walk into those gates that first time, just rip your shirt off and go wild?
I did not. I was not doing that while watching basketball on Saturday.
I'm going to ask you a question that I asked Mari Metcalf and Mick Schaefer. When's the last time you tore your shirt off in celebration? And then I'll tell you what their answers were, because in retrospect, they're the two funniest answers possible.
I mean, it might have been when we won the intramural basketball championship in college.
That feels like a very acceptable answer.
Like, I think like that might have been like it was a pretty big deal. I mean,
sure.
You know, it had been a while since the fraternity had won the intramural championship until I got there. Okay,
I think that's a good answer.
As in, like me, one of like 8 players who were really good on that team.
There's no I in team.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Myron's answer was, I have no idea, and if I could give that answer, I would be embarrassed.
Yeah.
And Mick's answer was, a few months ago. I said, perfect. Oh, like a Mill Valley thing? And went, oh, no, maybe even more recently than that then.
Last Friday, I won a game of Yahtzee against my wife.
My own answer is that I literally do not have an answer for that. I was wearing Husky-sized jeans as a kid. At no point have I ever had the self-confidence to tear off my shirt in celebration.
It was when you won Marco Polo in the pool, right? That's when you finally tore off your shirt in celebration.
A little close to home.
Literally, because he was homeschooled.
Neighborhood pool.
So it was close to home.
Really close to home.
Walking distance?
Yeah, definitely.
Rode my bike.
Didn't need the bus.
Needed the exercise.
I clearly did.
Yeah, I don't even know if I did it then, but that would be the one that may come to
that
mind.
That makes sense. Like, you're, you know, it's actually an athletic in good shape. Thing. Yeah, you're in shape.
Decent shape then, so I wouldn't have been as embarrassed, but no.
Real muscle man back
probably
then.
Probably not. That's what they say. That's the irony of the whole thing. All right, 913-810-810 is the phone number for a little sports or leisure. You get a sports question, you get a leisure question, you get them both right, you win. Either of them wrong, you lose. Question is out there available for someone to call in and request. If they know the answer to it, you can ask for that one, or if you've Googled, whatever. We give out the answer when it is either answered correctly or we're just out of time playing. So that's how it is done. All right, let's go through the categories here. On the sports side, pretty straightforward. NFL and NCAA tournament. There you go. There's the sports side. What about leisure side?
On the leisure side, we have the pun name game ready and raring to go for after a short time off. Semi-scientific, which are questions about science that I think most people should know, but they're, you know, they're getting more difficult because that's a category we've used. And then we have St. Who's Day? This is not just a question that I'm holding over from St. Patrick's Day, which is what it's a playoff of because we didn't have a sports or leisure around St. Patrick's Day. These are questions that I wrote, I can't remember why, last St. Patrick's Day.
Oh.
I was supposed to be in. Corey might have been out. I don't know.
Yeah, Corey might have been out then.
But I had sports or leisure ready, and then something else happened, or I wasn't in, or I have no idea what it was. But I have had these questions in my Google Doc aging for a year. I tweaked them a little bit this morning. So if they don't get picked today, I'm going to leave them on here until Christmas. I don't care. We have St. Who's Day, the pun name game, and semi-scientific.
That's just you preparing for the opportunity if it came up that, you know what, if I...
Every day, you know.
If I slide in and Corey's gone...
Prepare like the starter.
I want to be ready to go because I could go at any moment.
How that explains my next category was reasons to fire Corey. I was so confused about why I did that.
We actually used that one already. It was every Thursday. there's a video of Odell Beckham Jr. working out, so if you're into that thing.
Is he like better or worse than Justin Ross?
His shirt is off, so
wow.
He must have caught a touchdown or celebrating of some sort.
If I look like Odell Beckham, you would be hard-pressed to find me in a shirt.
Yeah. If I looked like J.R. Smith, I would also be the same. I would be shirtless everywhere I went.
I would. My only shirt would be just a printed version of my torso. Just for, like, you know, no shoes, no shirt, no service purposes.
Yeah, and you'd walk in like, sir, you can't wear... you do have a shirt on, okay.
And then after they let me in, I would tear it off, celebrating, swing it over my head.
Like a helicopter. All right, I'm ready to go. Josh, you good to go?
I'm good to go! Beards, how you doing? You good to go?
I'm fine.
Okay, good for you. $25 for Johnny's Tavern, number one sports bar in the area. 10 locations, Kansas City, Lawrence, and Topeka. Johnny's Tavern, $25 on the line. We start off with Avery leading us off here on Sports or Leisure on a Thursday. Avery, sports or leisure, what side are you thinking?
Man, the last time I took my shirt off in a sports situation was right after I got ejected from a City League basketball game.
It's a good enough reason. Yep.
Yes.
I'll do ye olde Patrick's
Thank you.
Category.
This Patrick is almost as famous as his geometrically sound friend as they navigate their very wet hometown, which is really inappropriately named for a kids' TV show.
Patrick Starr?
That's the category, everybody. You got half the answers right. They're not all going to be layups.
Pretty easy.
That's the first one.
What'd you get ejected for?
I got called for a foul, and I gently kicked the ball up at the ref's face.
Yeah.
I play soccer more, so like a soccer ref had no problem with it. This guy thought it was very inappropriate, you know, whatever.
The soccer ref would have headed it and just said, all right, you know, hey, enough of that.
You kick balls to people in soccer. The basketball guy had no
clue.
Great
point.
Well, Jason would have no evidence of actually making contact with a soccer ball, as we've proven, so.
All right, the categories we have, ways to fire Briscoe, NFL and college basketball. Those are the categories here.
Out of a cannon.
Avery, what category are you thinking?
Off the bat.
I'll do NCAA tournament.
All right, NCAA tournament for you. Jerome Tang, said this a couple of times already. Jerome Tang can become just the fourth coach since the tournament expanded to reach the Final Four in their first year coaching. Name two of the three coaches that have done that.
Hubert Davis, and Steve Fisher.
Name all three. Now, there's Steve Fisher, the first one to do it. Since the tournament expanded, there's been 10 coaches overall that have done it. But a couple of those coaches, it was like, you know, they were eight teams in the tournament, so they won one game. Doesn't count.
Oh, yeah.
But since the tournament expanded, Steve Fisher in 89 won the national title. And then, oddly enough, back-to-back North Carolina. Bill Guthridge in 98 made the Final Four,
wow.
Sliding over one seat for Dean. And then Hubert Davis last year. In playing for the national title. So there you go. That's a winner for Avery. And if you would have lost, I'm assuming you would have thrown some sort of basketball in our direction or kicked it.
Feel free to take your shirt off in celebration, Avery.
Yeah, I'm in a car. I got like a hoodie on for the whole thing. I'm not good.
Okay. They would have been great. People would have been very excited about it. I was like, is that Musselman right there? Why is he?
That guy's swinging his shirt through his sunroof?
I am musclier than Muscle Man. That guy is a weenie.
I feel like he should be in Vegas, but he's here in Kansas City. Weird. All right, Avery, put you on hold. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, guys.
All right, there's winner number one right out of the gates. 913-3810-810 is the phone number. NFL, college basketball, tournament. Are the categories on the sports side. Let's go to Joel next up on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Joel, sports or leisure, what side do you want to start with?
Let's go leisure, semi-scientific, please.
Okay. He's the primary character in an upcoming Christopher Nolan film. Steven's not even a hint. I don't know why I started saying the word Steven.
Steven is what his friends call him.
I don't know that that's going to be true. Christopher Nolan has a film coming out centering around this guy. Who was the primary scientist on the Manhattan Project?
Oppenheimer?
J. Robert Oppenheimer.
Nice job.
That's a new movie coming out. Trailer looks really interesting. It's got Peaky Blinders guy.
It's got everybody.
Well, I think
just about everybody.
Does it really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Christopher Nolan, maybe.
All right. Who's the last, on the sports side? I should ask you for the category first, NFL or college basketball. There are questions of who is the last person or team along those lines with a different category. So NFL or college basketball.
Since it's March, we got to go college basketball.
Good for you. All right. Who's the last national championship winner to make the Sweet 16 the following tournament?
Man. Just the team?
Just the team. I was surprised by this.
Kansas did not this year.
That's right. And it continued
a
trend.
Baylor didn't the year before. Nobody won in 20.
But even with that, Virginia would count for 21. And they didn't make the Sweet 16 in 21 either. So just, you know.
I'm going to just Villanova.
Villanova is incorrect. It's actually continued even before Villanova's national championships. Joel, thank you for playing, man. Appreciate it as always, sir. 913-3810-810.
It's been a long time.
I wish I would have paid more attention to that because then I would have actually picked Arkansas to beat, you know, KU in the brackets. I put KU and had them losing to UConn in the Sweet 16. But I'm like, I think that Arkansas won.
At least one of us knows ball.
It's a tough matchup. Did you have KU lose in Arkansas?
I did.
Yeah, smart.
Yeah.
Smart.
Really, I think Beards nailed all the number one seeds because he had Purdue winning it all, KU losing. Never mind.
Mm-hmm. I got 3 out of 4.
Well, when he made the bracket in his defense, they had just won it all in Indianapolis in the Big Ten tournament. So,
yeah,
you know,
you can
picture them doing that.
Fairleigh Dickinson had lost in their conference tournament.
That's a good point. One of those teams had won their conference tournament, the other one did not. And even to play Fairleigh Dickinson, that team had to win another game. They had to win two games. So, yeah, that's not going to happen.
It's a good pick, Beards.
Let's go to Charles next up on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Charles, sports or leisure, what side do you want to start with?
Let's try some leisure first.
And which category do you like? You want to go science, the pun name game, or St. Who's Day?
Let's try science.
Which psychologist famously performed an experiment involving a dog and a bell?
Pavlov.
Boom! We got some smart science people on the phone today. Feeling good about that.
On to the sports side, sir. NFL and the NCAA tournament. What are you thinking?
Let's try the NCAA.
All right, NCAA tournament. You know what? Well, we got the question out there already about the most recent national championship winner to make the Sweet 16, or we have a ton of freshmen.
Most recent national champion. Let's try something different.
All right. A player will take the court in the Sweet 16 as their school's all-time leading scorer. Who is it? A player will play tonight or tomorrow in a Sweet 16 game, taking the court as his school's all-time leading scorer.
Name the player or the school?
Either one. But if you name the school, you'd probably be able to name the player.
He's taking the court tonight or tomorrow.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All-time leading scorer.
Mm-hmm.
Probably a team that scores a lot.
Yeah. And he certainly does that.
I want to say Texas.
They are a team that plays tonight or tomorrow. They're
not
one,
sure.
One of 16.
Not sure the player, but I think I'll go ahead and say Texas. Final answer.
Texas is incorrect, Charles. Thank you for playing, man. I appreciate it, sir. Well done on Pavlov. But Texas is incorrect. That question is out there. So we have a couple of NCAA tournament questions out there. Do you know this one, Josh?
No bell for you. No, I was trying to add some more science questions, so I wasn't paying attention.
Okay, very good.
Yeah, I do that a lot.
You want me to tell you the question just in case somebody else was also trying to think of science questions and not paying attention?
Let's read
while they're,
it again, sure.
Yeah, a player will take the court in the Sweet 16 game tonight or tomorrow as their school's all-time leading scorer.
Texas.
That's right. let's go to, I was actually worried that you were going to say the answer there.
No.
We've had plenty of questions that we've given away the answer to.
That's definitely happened.
That is one of my more favorite ones was, there was a Trezell Jenkins and a Greg Hill question about a fight that took place in a locker room, but it was like Trezell Jenkins was the answer. And the hint we gave was a running back. Greg Hill got in a fight. What about? And we were like, that one's still available. And Lebo was in with us. He's like, oh, Greg Hill. Him against Trezell Jenkins was a. All right. Well, there's the answer. It's Trezell Jenkins. Let's go to Matt next up on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Matt, sports or leisure? What side do you want to start with?
We'll go sports. I think I'm going to take one of the ones that's out there.
All right. Which one do you want?
I think I'm more confident in the all-time leading scorer one.
Okay, who is it?
Let's go with Drew Timmy.
Drew Timmy is correct. Oh. He is Gonzaga's all-time leading scorer. He will play tonight against UCLA. Well done. On to the leisure side.
Do you want to go with the Patricks, the science, or the pun name game?
Always got to go pun.
Okay. I think I gave this one to Mick off air, but I don't think this one made the on air cut at some point recently because I wanted Mick's approval, and he did provide it.
Oh, okay.
Matt Damon acquires a collection of animals and their habitats until Ben Stiller and Owen Wilson show up and ruin everything in high fashion.
How about we bought a Zoolander?
That is absolutely awesome. Correct.
Well done, Matt. Well
good
done.
Work, Matt.
And that's a good one.
Thank you very much.
I do appreciate
Thank
that, even though you haven't seen either of those movies.
No, that's, you know, details.
Yes, that's right. Matt, we will put you on hold to get your information. Congratulations. Well done.
Thank you.
That was good. I do like that pun.
I did, too. Yes. This was, yeah, occasionally, was, I get a, you know, the pass the mic test, and then...
And it was an off-the-air question, because I remember a few weeks ago you asking us that
and
particular
to make sure.
question. Let's go to Sean next up on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Sean, sports or leisure, what side do you want to start with?
Hey, what's up, fellas? How's it going?
It is going fine, man. Hope you're doing well. What side, bud?
I want to take that Duke question off your hands.
Okay, who's the last national championship winner to make the Sweet 16, at least the Sweet 16, the following tournament?
That would be Duke.
Oh, well done. What are the odds of that?
Incredible.
Yes, Duke in 2015 after they won, or 2016, I guess. They won the championship in 2015, made the Sweet 16 in 2016, but no championship since. No champions have gone to the second weekend since then. So let me just say that I am not going to put K-State in my Sweet 16 next year.
Ooh, wow. Oh, love that. Oh, love that for two reasons.
What are the two reasons?
That it's funny and mean. Oh, you mean they're going to win the whole thing? Oh,
that's
exciting.
That's what I'm saying.
I didn't have a funnier answer than that.
On to Leisure with Josh.
Never let that stop me before. Oh, we got the pun name game, the science, and the Patricks.
What's the Patrick's about? I haven't been listening.
Oh, you're fine.
That's okay. Neither have I. So the first one is, it's St. Who's Day. So the answer to the first question was Patrick Starr. There may be a theme there involving a very recent holiday and other famous people with the same first name. Mm.
Let's go with science again then.
Okay. What's the fifth planet from the sun?
Should be really easy.
It should be. I know this will really make you think. It's not the seventh planet from the sun, which was an answer
that was
recently.
I wish we were.
I just do that every time. I should just only ask for the seventh planet. I'm going to do that next time. Damn, that's a good one.
Jupiter. I think it's Jupiter, Saturn. Jupiter. Maybe it's Jupiter. Let's go with Jupiter.
Well done.
Absolutely correct. Well done.
What's the third planet from the belt?
What's the planet just next, right after Saturn, in terms of distance from the sun?
Yes. Sean got the Duke question right. Right, Sean?
Yes. Right? Yes. Yep. Sean is a machine. Sean is a winner.
Sean, we'll put you on hold. Congratulations, sir. Well done.
Thank you.
Look at you. Absolutely. 913-3810-810. That is the phone number. We take a timeout. We come back. We continue rolling, playing some sports or leisure. The NFL category, the NCAA tournament category. We continue with more next.
The Zone with Jason Anderson.
He said, this always makes a nice wedding gift. They can't figure out what to get Millie and Jimmy, and they're having the conversation out on the pitcher's mound.
Breathing out of the wrong eyelid, and nobody can
figure
out what
to get Millie and Jimmy. Damn it, Jason, stop giving answers away.
Oh, sorry.
Now I have to take the eyelids question off, and I have to take the lollygaggers question off.
Weekdays from 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
913-3810-810, playing some sports or leisure, presented by Johnny's Tavern. 913-3810-810. Johnny's Tavern, $25. Hey, before we get back into the game, we talk a little K-State throughout the show, first hour, and then mixing in different segments. Can we play Marquise Noel here, and then we'll get back to the phone lines? 913-3810-810. Here's Marquise Noel weighing in on why this team specifically has been this successful.
It was just so genuine from the start. I mean, we enjoyed each other's company. We knew that Coach Tang had a vision for us, and we trusted in him because he's a phenomenal coach. And, you know, we just loved each other from day one, and I think that's what stood out the most, and that's the reason why we get so much success, because we just enjoyed each other, and we just having fun out there and doing what God called us to do.
And one more, and then we'll get to the phone lines, 913-3810-810. And we've heard them talk about how close of a team they are. And that matters. It matters when games are close. It matters, you know, when you're preparing and keeping your mind right. And we've talked about his size. Certainly Marquise Noel knows his size and knows that people talk about him. Talk about that. And here he is weighing in on teams prepping, preparing, and how they guard him.
I determine how the game is going to go. I mean, I'm not really focused on, you know, what they did in the past versus other good point guards. I played in the toughest league in the country, which is the Big 12. You have all types of Hall of Fame coaches that, you know, scouted me and, you know, tried to stop me. So I don't think that's going to be an issue. I feel like this game is going to be Kansas State Wildcats versus Michigan State, and I'm going to do whatever it takes to win a basketball game.
I dictate the game.
I love that start to that answer.
I don't care how you're going to guard me. I'm the one that controls the game. I might be small. Doesn't matter. I'm going to be the one in control of this game. And doing that, averaging 22 points, 11.5 assists, 3.5 rebounds, and 3 steals in the 2 games so far in the NCAA tournament. Pro and con about playing in Madison Square Garden tonight. I think a pro because, you know, Marquise Noel has been thinking about this and dreaming about it. And he even said it. It's a dream come true to play in Madison Square Garden. The flip side of that is, I don't want Marquise Noah going out there being too amped and just taking crazy shots and being like, I've got to have my best performance and show out in Madison Square Garden. But he can also make a number of crazy shots. So
another drawback is that they're the highest seeded team, which means they get the Knicks locker room.
Oh, no.
It just makes me nervous.
But they get the home jersey. So there you go.
That would be good.
913-318-1810. Andrew waiting patiently to join the show and play some sports or leisure. Andrew, what side do you want to start with, sir?
Let's go leisure. And well, I didn't hear the categories.
We're down to the pun name game and St. Who's Day, which is a question about famous Patricks.
Yeah, Patrick Mahomes.
That is actually the answer to
every single one of these.
That's what I was thinking.
Well, let's do this one. It's not Patrick Mahomes, but this is
Patrick Mahomes Senior.
I should have done that one. That one I should have done. You're giving away my jokes and my real answers right now. It's a difficult time.
Bronze.
Patrick Mahomes. Wow, I could do third. Bronze. I wrote these questions before Bronze was born.
Oh,
let's go. This famous Patrick has played Captain Picard, Professor Charles Xavier,
and
he's in Ice Age 4. Even Sirs can't win them all. Yeah, it's Patrick Stewart. It's not Jeopardy rules. I mean, you can buzz in early if you want, but I'm still going to finish reading the question. Not even Sirs can win them all.
Sorry, I was excited.
You could hear the clicker in the background.
Yeah. Oh my God. All right. Yeah, Patrick Stewart.
Was this thing not working?
His name is Sir Patrick. Thank you very much.
Who is Sir? All right. On to the sports side. We've got NFL and we have NCAA tournament as the categories.
Yeah, my Jayhawks lost, but I'll go NCAA tournament.
All right. Which one do I like since we're running out of time here? Who was the only team to defeat 3 number one seeds on their way to win the national championship?
You had to cut me deep, didn't you? Arizona.
That is correct.
Look at
that.
It was in 97, and yes, KU was one of the number one seeds. But here's the thing, Andrew. It wasn't trying to cut you deep. It was trying to make sure you won, because I knew, as a KU fan, once you said that you would know Arizona did that, and you would be heading to Johnny's Tavern.
Well, I appreciate that.
Absolutely. We need more winners today. You know what I'm saying?
Got to get some people to Johnny's.
But you still had to get it right, though. You still had to get it right. Andrew, well done. We'll put you on hold. Congratulations, sir.
Thank you.
Absolutely. There's $25 at Johnny's Tavern. See, it was worth it. Looking back now, the loss in 97 to Arizona, totally worth it.
Totally worth it.
Because now... Who would have thought 25 years later he would have he'd be ending up with Johnny's Tavern. 25 years?
Sir Johnny's Tavern.
Here's the thing. You get a dollar every year that passes for the next 25 years to Johnny's Tavern.
Wow.
If KU loses to Arizona, do you take that deal?
No. But this is still great because Johnny's is wonderful.
Simon Says Championship. Which, by the way, many people thought Jim Nantz said. Because he always has those great calls at the end.
Yeah.
Those planned national championship calls. Simon Says Championship was actually Billy Packer.
Oh, really?
Said that. Yeah. Yep. Simon, the late now, Billy Packer. Let's go to Evan next up on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Evan, sports or leisure, what side do you want to start with?
Hey, guys. Let's try the pun name game.
This Alabama quarterback is a little undersized for the position, but he could still be an option at the top of the NFL draft, as long as teams actually watch his college film instead of watching episodes of this famous daytime TV show that's been running since 1973, focusing on the youthful and the unsleeping.
Got it. Bryce Young and the Restless.
Boom!
Ooh, we were looking for Bryce Young Days of Our Lives.
I thought about that one as well. I think
Bryce Young... Dallas. Sorry about that. All right, on to the sports side, Evan. We've got NFL and we have NCAA tournament.
Well, I don't think anybody's done NFL, so I'll take the easiest NFL one you have.
The easiest NFL question I have. What is the easiest one I have?
Probably that Patrick Mahomes question.
You know what? I don't have a Patrick Mahomes question.
Whoa!
Let's go with this one. Aaron Rodgers will eventually become the fourth quarterback to win multiple MVPs and then be traded by the team he won those awards with. Name two of the other three. Multiple MVP awards with one team, and then traded by that team.
Traded, not free agent.
Nope. Traded away. He will be the fourth player to do that.
Multiple MVPs traded. Oh, geez. I don't want to.
Do you know the answers, Josh?
I think I've got
You think?
I think I've got one and a guess, but no, there aren't that many multiple time MVP winners.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's a pretty short.
And there aren't that many MVP winners quarterbacks that have been traded.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to go Peyton, but I think he was a free agent. It'll take me a while. I don't want to waste your time. I'm good.
All right, that's never stopped us, man. Devin. Never stopped us before.
Damn it, Evan! 913-310-810 is the phone number. Let's take a timeout. We'll come back. We will continue rolling. One more segment. We probably have time for a couple more contestants. 913-310-810. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back and continue rolling. $25 to Johnny's Tavern on the line.
You're in the zone with Jason Anderson.
Be honest, I didn't even know who Jason Anderson was.
On Sports Radio 810 WHB.
All right, 913-310-810 is the phone number. Playing a little sports or leisure. K-State and Michigan State, 5:30, TBS, and right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB, the NCAA tournament going on tonight. K-State, Michigan State, Arkansas, UConn, Florida Atlantic, Tennessee, and then Gonzaga, UCLA, that has been a great matchup in the NCAA tournament throughout the years, including one of the best Gusgasms that we've ever heard with the last chance to dance, Upset City, Batista with the catch. It was a great game. Even better with Gus Johnson on the call. 913-310-810. Let's go to James next up on Sports Radio 810 WHB. A little sports or leisure. James, what side do you want to start with? Sports or leisure?
Oh, we could do sports. Thanks for taking my call.
Yep, absolutely. Do you want to do the NFL or do you want to do the NCAA tournament?
Well, dude, we can do the NFL.
All right, NFL, we've got a question out there already about multiple MVPs for a quarterback that was traded. Do you want to take that one or a fresh one?
I think I got that one down.
Okay, so that question is, in case people did not hear it, Aaron Rodgers will eventually become the fourth quarterback to win multiple MVPs and be traded by the team he won those awards with. Name two of the other three.
I'm going to go with Joe Montana.
That's one of them.
And old number four, Brett Favre.
That's another one.
Okay.
Yep.
I wasn't sure if he was traded. I could not remember.
And the first one to ever have that happen was Johnny Unitas. Back in the day, traded in the last year of his career. So Green Bay would do it twice.
Same with the same destination.
Yes.
Incredible. I can't wait for Aaron Rodgers to play for the Vikings in 2 years.
I can't wait for Jordan Love to play for the Jets in 10 years. It's going to be so much fun to watch that happen. All right, on to the leisure side with Josh.
We got a pun name game, and we've got the St. Patrick's Day famous Patricks.
Shoot, I'm really terrible with puns, but
we can play the Patrick game. I think you're going to have a shot on these. I've got one that I'll reveal at the end. That's really just for me. But I think you could do this one. I think you could prepare to spin the wheel and utilize your best Wordle skills if you want to meet this Patrick. Although I don't think I've ever heard him go by his full first name.
Shoot, now I'm intimidated.
Love it.
Went right a zing over the head. All right, let me do the. We'll do the Patrick game because my older brother's named Patrick, and I don't really get along with him. So
I snuck one in there for you just then. I'll read it again here and just see how you're feeling about it. You're going to have to prepare to spin the wheel and utilize your best Wordle skills if you want to meet this Patrick, though I don't think I've ever heard him go by his full first name.
That's a good one. I don't know that he ever does either. It'd be odd if somebody called him that.
I know, it'd be kind of weird.
I wonder if his parents ever called him that.
So it's obviously like a game show host.
Yeah. Or did they just say Jack?
Pat Sajak?
Yeah!
Well done.
You got there.
Nice job, sir.
That's a winner.
That's a winner, James.
Brett Favre, Joe Montana, and Pat Sajak.
Yes. James, will put you on hold. Congratulations. Well done, sir. Nice job. All right, 913-310-810, I believe. Final contestant will be Steve, who wraps us up here on a Sports or Leisure Thursday. Steve, what side do you want to start with, sports side or the leisure side?
Let's go with leisure and the Patricks.
This Patrick threw 29 interceptions in 32 games in the Big 12 while going 13-19.
What were those numbers again?
This Patrick threw 29 interceptions in 32 games in the Big 12 while going 13-19.
I'll go with Patrick Mahomes.
That would be correct! Wow. Been sitting on that one for a year and a week now.
Sounds nice.
Like, ding, ding, ding.
Beard's sounds like a turnover machine.
I know. I would not I would not make that investment.
This guy's a gunslinger. Thinks he can make every single throw. That's a interception per game. I mean, yes, he was throwing the ball 60 times, but it's still an interception. You can't turn the ball over in the Big 12.
No, absolutely not.
What they say. It's like when Missouri got to the SEC the first year they were there and they had all the injuries and they went like 5-7. They lost to South Carolina and they had like three turnovers. And somebody tweeted me and said, look, can't turn the ball over in the SEC. As opposed to all the other conferences where you can just turn the ball over willy-nilly and win.
As much as
just like, stop with all the talk, all right? All right, on to the sports side,
Steve. It just means more. Every turnover.
Every turnover. It counts like two. NFL and the NCAA tournament, Steve, what are you thinking?
NCAA tournament.
NCAA tournament for you.
The easy one, please.
The easy one, okay. Who is the only coach to win a national championship at two different schools? Has been in the news this week.
I'm thinking.
You're fine. If he wins it at three different schools, that will be a feat. Right, Josh?
I'm going to go with...
He's been in the news this week.
I don't read the news.
Do you watch the news, though? He's been on ESPN.
Sometimes.
No, that makes sense.
I'm waffling between Patino and Calipari. I'm going to go with Patino.
That's right, Rick Patino. Kentucky and Louisville. And if he wins three at St. John's, then that would be quite the feat.
It would be something.
If he could do that. Yes, Rick Patino.
Pioneer of the 15 seconds or less offense.
Pardon me?
Nothing. You're good. Yep. Don't worry about
Steve,
it.
Steve, well
you're
done.
Winner, Steve.
We will put you on hold. Congratulations, sir. Well done. How about that?
Thank you.
We wrap things up here with a winner.
Unlike Rick Pitino.
Well, he did one of those things. He won.
He definitely won.
He won a lot of games. And now he's the St. John's head coach. And is expecting a lot of his players to transfer.
Saint in my book.
Which I don't know. That'd be surprising if, like, you're there, you're at St. John's, and then Hall of Fame coach that's won national championships comes in, and you're like, well, now I'm out. To hell with this.
That's a good point.
If Mike Anderson isn't my coach, then I don't want to be here.
Now look, you know, man.
I'll be damned if I play for this Rick Pitino guy.
If you're at St. John's right now, I think everything's got to be on the table.
You can just be one of the boys.
I wasn't listening, but I figured that would be.
Oh no! Shoot
no, you would have loved. You would have loved the last 2 minutes or so. That I mean, the last 15 seconds or so.
I'm sure.
Yeah. All right. K-State, Michigan State.
I had a Patrick Swayze and Patrick Stump question. Those are getting retired. I'm not keeping them in here for another year.
I don't think I had a question that did not get answered. No, they all were answered. How about that? Okay. Well done. All right, who we got tonight?
I like K-State. I really do.
I'm taking K-State.
I got a K-State UConn parlay going on right now. I'm feeling good about it.
I've got a K-State Tennessee UConn that I'm going with.
I could have just made it a three-teamer, yeah. Would have made sense. Dogs and cats betting together.
Three of the four games, actually all four, because Gonzaga, UCLA, whoever wins that one is, you know, fun, but... The other three, like FAU winning, wouldn't surprise me. Arkansas, UConn winning wouldn't surprise me. Michigan State, K-State wouldn't surprise me, but...
This is March!
K-State, Tennessee, Arkansas, and UCLA.